Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for Amin Ras Yuchiu, Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Rav Shumar, Schana, Baris Hugyana, Maris Atachana, Bas Rav Meir Zev. And we're going to be learning B'siyata Nishmaya, a part of a tshuva from Arenu, HaGoyen HaTzadik, Rav Arye Lake Frumer, Zecha Tzadik Kodesh Lefracha, Sefer Eretz Tzvi, Pari Tzvi Firmer, and his Torah is just unbelievable. And he was a Tzadik Yisod Olam. He was killed by the Nazis, Hashem Yikom Dama. And it's always a pleasure and a schus to learn his Torah. There is a footnote in his Tshuvan Siman Yud Aleph, which I'd like to learn. Fascinating footnote. Everything he writes is just amazing. It's just amazing. An amazing meshiv and a Baal Mechadish, an original, and a Bucking Noira. Uvinin kezeh danti b'mashikosev ha-shach. This is in Tshuvas, in Siman Yud Aleph, in Achilak Aleph, in the footnote, in the middle of the footnote. B'shitas ha-rosh. V'ayom shein lodim mitoch ha-sefer Torah lekom mitzis kisvu. Rak b'shar sforim, v'b'esir sviel al-hef, v'dafti yomin miskayim tachas ha-mitzvah, So today, says the Shach, B'shitas HaRosh, we don't learn mitoch Sefer Torah. There's no more mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Because it says in the Pasuk that you should write a Sefer Torah, the Limda. Limda's B'nai Yisrael B'simen Fiyam, so you have to teach the Jewish people. If you're not learning it, today nobody says, oh, let's go learn. So you go to the Aron Kodesh, you take out a Sefer Torah. So the mitzvah to write other Sefer that people are learning, but not the Sefer that people aren't learning. The Vesa says, no. He says, even though we're not Makayim the Tachas and Mitzvah of Limda B'fiyam, nevertheless, the mitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Torah Vim Koimoy Medes. So apparently, it says, Marina Barbein is at Sal, this is telling the Machlokes Abayim Chovel, at the beginning of Temure. Abayi holds Kol Musa Damar Rachman Alo Savidi Ovid Mahani, Diloi, am I lucky? Ravasvir leiloi mahani. Abai says, whatever the Torah says, not to do. If you do it, it's halachically effective. If it's not halachically effective, why would you get malchus? And Rava says, no, lo mahani. But if the Torah tells you not to do something, and you do it, it's not effective. And he gets malchus because he tried to be over on what the Torah says. So Abai holds that if you're not mekayim the tachlis ha-mechuvin min ha-aveiro, in other words, the chalois is the tachlis of aveiro, like we see in Kiddushin, in Zayin, kavei Torah min ha-ra le-yof ha-in sham. So since the tachlis is the chalois aveiro, whether it's a kohen marrying a divorcee, or a ma'ane is trying to divorce his wife that he's not allowed to, etc., etc., all these examples, which some of the Gemara brings up and asks from them. So Abaye says, if you're not mekayim the tachlis of the avera, the chalois, so you don't get malchus. Abaye says, the only reason you're getting malchus is because mahani, because there is a chalos. So you have to mekayim the tachlis of the avera. So achinah b'mitzvah, just doing the maisa mitzvah alone, without the tachlis, there's going to be no mitzvah. You have to do the tachlis of the mitzvah. Ravu holds loy mahani, nevertheless you get malchus since you are a member of the Rachmani, you are what the Torah says. So to your makayim mitzvah in the maisi without the tachlis. Is your makayim member of the Rachmana? Do you learn mitzvah from Aveira? That's what he's talking about in the previous shekel. He was talking about learning mitzvah from Avera, that's what it says, Vinyan Kazeh. So therefore, according to the Shach B'shitas HaRosh, that today we don't learn from Sifrei Torah, there's no more mitzvah of Kisvah, in other words, Yinam HaKayim L'Tachlis. Yinam HaKayim L'Tachlis, Chaval HaZman. That's Abaye. But Gabe Avera, That's the Rosh Lagavi Mitzvah. And the Beis Yosef holds, no, you just do the Maisa Mitzvah and the Yinamakai Mitachlis. And that's Rava. Even though there's no Chalos of the Avera, you're still over. Yesh Lom and Mitzvah Me'Avera. Vine Biyavonis, Daf Samach Beis, Hayu Lo Banu Meis, Lo Kirim Pir Verivya. The Sheva's been in Veleka. If a person had children, Rachman al-San, they died, he's not Mekai Mitzvah Pir Verivya, because he needs Sheva's. You need Sheves. What's Sheves? Lo l'tol bara. L'Sheves yitzara. The world wasn't created to be desolate. The world was created for Sheves. The world was created to be inhabited. And since the world was created to be inhabited, Mimela, if the children died, Rachman al-Itzlan, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. They have to stay alive in order for him to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's one opinion. Sifama Samach Beis. And the other opinion says, no. The Rachman al Islam, the children died. Still a Kiyum. What's the reason of that opinion? The reason is because Ein Ben David Ba Chiyichlu Kol Neshamot Sheba Guf Sheisho Tzar Ushmo Guf Umibereshit Matzu Kol Neshamot Hatidot. There's this Oitzer called Guf. Guf is Megufa, as a cover, is like a kli that holds on to all the neshamas. Just like the Guf is a covering and a kli for your neshama. Therefore, if a person has Kiri Piri Verivya, person is Mekayim Piri Verivya, because he's Mekayim Bias HaGeula by having children. So you don't have to do Shabbos. As long as in the mitzvah a person had children, Rechman Tzlan, they die, he's Mekayim the mitzvah. In other words, he's saying only because you're Mekayim the tachas of the mitzvah. Shiyichu neshama shebaguf, that these neshamas had to be born, and they were geboren, they were born. But if you were Mekayim the tachas, so the kuli alma you're not yotze. One says the tachas is shevis. The other opinion says that the world is inhabited. The other one says tachas is neshama yichu neshama shebaguf. But you have your Mekayim the tachas. So you see that it's not enough to do the ma'aseh mitzvah. You have to Mekayim the tachas of the mitzvah. However, in the Sefer Kodesh HaKone, he asks, why isn't one Yotze b'meisu banim? He did what he was supposed to do. And he answers, the father is Peshea b'misasa. It's not a riot. That he's not Yotze, not because the Tachlis wasn't Mekuyim, because he was Peshea b'misasa. Maybe normally you aren't doing the kind of tachlis. Yesh lodim b'zeh b'mashe kosev ha'amarit al gazi. That according to Rashi and the Rosh, kol safek b'chor adam mafrish hay slime. If you have a safek b'chor adam, separate five slime and you can keep them. Shulchan Aruch yardei asim shen hay kaim alon lehefech. Kach mefresh b'shas lan b'chor adam tes alam beis. Nyan safek petach hamor. So on one hand, Rashi and the Rosh hold that a safek b'chor, you separate the five slime and you keep them. You don't have to give it to the Kohen. If he hasn't proven it's his. On the other hand, Shulchan Aruch Yerdei Tzimishin, hey, we see l'hefech. With regard to safek pidyon petach hamor, so what's the point of redeeming the chamor with the seh? You're keeping it. The answer is it's mafkia the yisr. So you only need to do it the misafek, a fresh misafek, remove the yisr. So this you can learn by Bukhara, then there's no Isra on the Bukhara. Therefore, you don't have to be Mafrish. So based on what we said, we can say the explanation is as follows. It's telling the Machlokas. Are you Mekayim in Mitzvah when you're not Mekayim the Tachas of the Mitzvah? Because the Ikar Tachas of the Mitzvah is to be Mafrish, to give to the Kohen. When you don't give to the Kohen, you're not Mekayim the Tachas. Rava holds, Loi Mahani, even though what you did, there's no Chalos. It doesn't even weren't allowed to do. It wasn't Chal, but still, it's an Aveira. You don't have to be Mekayim the Tachas. So too, it's a mitzvah, even if the tachlis is a miskayim. So he would hold, to be mafresh, even if you're not going to give it to the Kohen. To be mafresh, the five slime, even if you're not going to give it to the Kohen. Abaye holds no. So that Abaye holds that it's only because it's chal. Because he holds you have to make the tachlis. So if you're not making the tachlis, then I can give it to the Kohen. Chabal Azman. Why be mafresh b'chla? Maybe whether or not you have to be mafresh for b'chora, then it's telling this machlokas. You have to make the tachlis in the mitzvah now. You should hold my shkos b'shulchan aruch harav. Hilos Talmud Torah. The Torah Shabbosav Yotzei B'Lim and Afilu Shein Omevin. Hashem Gein Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbosav Yotzei, even if you don't understand. Hashem Gein Torah Shabbal Peh. You're only Yotzei if you understand. So maybe it's telling the Tzmachlokas. What's the Tachas of the Limud? Shemevili De Maisa. And if you don't understand, Salam is Kaim Atachas. But tell you about now. So you yotze Torah shebichsav if you don't understand. If you hold that you have to mekayim the tachlis of the mitzvah. So you don't understand, it's not really day ma'isa, so he's not mekayim the tachlis of the mitzvah. But if you hold, you don't do mekayim the tachlis of the mitzvah, so you yotze, even if you don't understand. You learn, you do the ma'isa mitzvah, even though the tachlis is a mekuyim. Now, Torah Shebaal Peh, the reason you're not yotze if you don't understand, is because that's the tzuva of Torah Shebaal Peh, the whole point of Torah Shebaal Peh is to understand. That's the tzura salimu, that's the havana. And Torah Shebaal Peh is explaining is understanding. That's the essence of Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is holy whether you understand it or not. Torah Shabbat Peh, the whole essence of Torah Shabbat Peh is understanding. It isn't directly these words are from God. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is Havana. So what we're talking now is Torah Shabbat Peh. Trying to understand Torah Shabbat Peh. Shankin Torah Shabbat Peh, that's telling the Machlokas. You have to Mekayim the Tachlis. Some say no. You did a mitzvah, you learn the holy characters of Sabbath, and must speak. Or you can say no. That Shulchan Aruch HaRav says you're Yotzei if you don't understand. Say no, you need to be Mekayim the Tachlis, you have to understand. Maybe it's telling Machlokas, you call Tzokolo B'Ner Chanukah the Tachlis HaMitzvah. She pursue many, so if it goes out, you have to relight the candles in Chanukah. Machlokas in the Gemara. So what's the Tachlis of the Mitzvah? Pursue many, so what's the mitzvah of the lighting? So the old Kops Tzokolo, you have to relight it, get to Mekayim the Tachlis. Kav saying Zakukla, no, you did your Maisa, you're fine. Another Machlokes, Kisov and its Galapati Melachasis. One is Machasa the Dam, and then it was exposed. It was to Kisya Adam. So what's the din? He's Pati Melachasis. Doesn't have to cover it up. Even though it was uncovered. Even though the Tachas of the Mitzvah is Machuse. But he did his Maisa Mitzvah, that's it, he's set. Kisov Aruach, Pater, why? The wind blew it, you don't have to do the mitzvah, you don't have to cover it, because sof, niskayim tachas ha-mitzvah. The tachas ha-mitzvah is niskayim. The mitzvah doesn't have to go ahead and cover it. You see, kisof and nisgala, the tachas ha-mitzvah is mekuyim, so he did the ma'aseh mitzvah, even though the tachas wasn't mekuyim. But he doesn't have to do it again. And kisaruach patur melachas is why, because the tachas was niskayim. From here you see, you can be mekayim a mitzvah bein b'maisa b'lo tachas, bein b'tachas levad b'lo maisa. So you see, you can be mekayim the maisa with a maisa without a tachas. That's why if you do the maisa of kisui, you yotze. Even though the tachas is a mekuyim because it was uncovered. And you can also be yotze with the tachas without the kiyum, without a maisa. Why? Because if it was covered by the wind, that's the tachas. Even without the maisa, if you're covering it, you're still yotze. This is still done. So you have a maisa without a tachas without a maisa, yotze in both cases. Okay, and zebemila. No lad mal, patim al hatif dam bris. According to one opinion, one's born mal, you don't have to do a hatif dam bris. And somebody who's was born Mao, somebody's name will be the Adam. Somebody who was circumcised by a person, but then the orla was drawn back. So he can still eat truma in that Torah. He's considered Mao. You know that Mao doesn't have to be Matif Tambris. If he's nimo with the Adam in Shochala, so he's considered mao. You can eat shurma minato. Nevertheless, if one's nol and mao, then in Shochala, so lo kiyama mitzvah. If he's nol and mao and in Shochala, so then he wasn't mekayim. As we see here, either it has to be the tachas is mekuyim, he's nol and mao, nothing else to do. So you brought the Ma'atav Tambris because the Tachos was Makuyim. Nimo b'di Adam Nimshach Halasso, he did the Ma'isa Mitzvahs, even though Nimshach Halasso he can still eat Truma. But if he's got both, he's both Nol and Mol, and then Nimshach Halasso, so he didn't do a Ma'isa, and now the Tachos is Makuyim. So he wasn't Makayim the Mitzvah like the Tachos in Uchaz Mima. Rambam, Perkov Dalit, Hilchot Shabbat. Hilchot Shabbat, 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 Hilchot Shabbat, la la la. So for Lachid Beis, we need to say the Tishbos. Dr. Rambam, Asher Chama Latato Mitzvahs Varm B'Shabbos, Kedei Shloi Ektzat Shikshir Gerak Yom Chol. Ben Av Yavel Lagvi Lotan Kedem Pino Pino Lebais 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 Lebais. In order that it shouldn't be vachadik, it shouldn't be vikdeidik, and he's going to come and lift things up and move things from corner to corner, put away stones. He'll be busy the ganze day. And but the time shomer told him, "Man, the Torah wants you to rest. So the Torah asked you from moving muksa, so you rest. You're allowed to touch a lot of different things. That's why you'll chill on Shabbos, especially in the winter. Much colder, you can chill." So in other words, we're worried about the bitl tachlis ha-mitzvah, but it's mashmash, afshem is batl tachlis ha-mitzvah. It's only us to the Rabbanan. Asur chachamim. Why did Asur chachamu batl tam? Because the time the mitzvah is going to be batl of man yanuach. We see it's only the Rabbanan. Uvahai in yon amarti bebrochis of chofal of amin alef. Now he goes into a chassidish kabbalistish Halachas Shteh, that was what he did so nicely, the Eretz Tzvi, how he fused together the Kabbalah and Halacha. Everybody likes that, but I love it. Not that he needs my Askama. So this is Man D'Omar, Baruch and Stav Chof Aleph, Sofek Kora Kriyashme, Sofek Lo Kora Kriyashme, Eino Chozer V'Kore, Mai Taime, Kriyashme De Rabbona. If he's a Sofek, if he read Shema or not, he doesn't read Shema again. Farvos. Farvos. I'll tell you Farvos. Because Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan. And therefore, Sabek or Kriya Shema, Sabek or Kriya Shema, you don't have to read again. Meisvei. Wait a second. Uvishachov kumecha. Sounds like it's Minatora. When you lie down, when you get up, you have to read Shema. Minatora. And Zlumar Avedivrei Torah Ksiv. Not some of the Torah. You learn night in the morning, but not Shema. Shmaz de Rabbon. Vektesvis, we have Brises and Mishnayis that Kriyashmaz de Reise. Mashmos is Kriyashmaz de Reise. Wie kann man sagen, sehr große Chiddush, that Krishna is the Rabbanon, as I've read Tosfos. V'nirla news daiti, says Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal. V'hekdim divrei medrash, sayif v'sefer yodu kruchim el ha-shamayim. If you go up to the fifth floor of the Gadisman Library, you see a picture of the Heilige Eretz Tzvi. Ha-sayif v'ha-sefer yodu kruchim el ha-shamayim. The sword and the book came down together min ha-shamayim. They came down together with the sandwich. The sword and the book. Was meint es? Yisafra lo yisafra, yisafra lo yisafra. There's a sword, there's not a book. If there's a book, there's not a sword. What does that mean? Ubir kvoit kedushas moran rashki behag misochet shov. Baal igle tal. Zecher tzadik lekodesh levroche lechai oilam haba. Zitzok lal ha. Zchuso yogin aleinu. They call me name Musir Shalom Loimeid Ksheno Ben Soz Divrei Toiro Hunishorak Bemoyach. Veino Poyo Belev Alev Lishanoi Soy Mimashehu. Vakain Roy Roinu Kami Michachmi Umasoilom Shoyuchachom Mihukomi Mohochmo Mado Mikom Mokoim Hoyu Shusei Midois Meoid Behold Taive Veloyahula Tso Koach. אף שהבינו בשכלם כי כל תאי וסוי למה זה אין הבל עבורים. אין בו ממש. ואין זה יקר התכלס. וכל מוקום נשאר הבון הזו במויכם בלבד. והלב לא ינספור מאומו. He says you can learn Musar. You can read Aristotle. You can read a lot of important books. But it doesn't go to the lave. That's why we find a lot of great professors. Who are mushchosim b'midoiseihem. And they understand that all the taifas of Olam Hazeh are hevel, hevel, havolim. Hevel havolim. Kol taifas Olam Hazeh, hevel, havolim. And yet they still go for the taifas. They know taifas achila, it's in your mouth, it's gone in a second. It's a lot of times feel so yichy afterwards. Ate too much, it wasn't good for you. Taivas Bia, a second, and then it's over. And then nothing. And then nothing. People give their lives for that. They ruin their marriages. They lose their children. They lose their house. They lose their car. They lose most of their money. They have years of suffering. They're lonely again after what? For a few minutes of the Hana'am od mefukpeket. Hevel avolim. It's hevel avolim. The people go for it. Why? Because it doesn't go from the moach to the lev. That's when it comes to other books. Ma'ashein kein at toiro yesh lesgula shi yoira moach ala lev. Toiro asgile. That it's the brain should shine on the heart. V'she yisnaig b'chom maisov. Kefi sichloi v'habanosoi. And you should be mitnaheg in all of your actions. According to your seichel, according to your havana. ומיסא סייף הוא התוזס הרויש מן הגוף. זה מרמז על שאין המויח מהיר על הלב. ואין הגוף מסנאיג כפי אבנוסו וחוכמוסו. הוא כאילו היה רויש נפרד מן הגוף. תורה יש לה סגולה that the mind shines to the heart and you follow it. And what's סייף? סייף is cutting off the head. And that's מרמז that the head doesn't shine to the heart. Like the head is attached from the heart. That's what the Medrash says. Is saifa. If you see a person who's a sword, meaning his head isn't attached to his heart. Lo safra means he didn't learn Torah. Is safra. If you see somebody who learns Torah, you don't need a saifa. There's no saifa. There's no detach between the head and the heart. Torah has that segula. Ad kan dvorav hakadoshim v'divrei pi chacham chein. Vine ikel tachlis mitzvahs kliyashmeh. להאמין כי השם אחד הוא משגיח בפרוטוס בכל פרט ופרט מעניוני האודום ואפשר לאודום לקחס לעצמו עם משהו הנוי תיינו בלכובד רק מיסס הנגזור אולוב מן השמיים ויקר תחס ושמאס to believe that God is one and he's משגיח in every prat and you can't take anything for yourself only what God tells you ואין אדם נויגיה במוכן לחברו כמלוי נימו. And you can't take what doesn't belong to you, Even a hair's breadth. That's what Shema is. God's running the show, as they say. And the Mela Yinotzel Migezel V'ribis V'oino Ki Lo Yoyil V'lo Yatzil V'yinotzel Mipnios V'sparos Machshav V'schutz V'shas Asiyas Mitzvah Torah Ki Lo Yoyil. אמנם יש אנושם אשר רואים עם קריש מפעמיים בכל יום, וממשיך עם טבע שאחד בכוון העצומה, ומכל מוקם בשעס המסחר, לא ימולת מגזל ושקר, ובשעס. טוב ווב מם, I'm not sure what that Rashi Tevis is. לא ימולת מפניוס וספרוס. Maybe it means Torah mitzvahs. So on one hand, when you say Shema properly, you're going to be an honest person. You know everything comes from God. On the other hand, there are some people who say Shema twice a day. They say Echad with Kavana, and then they go to work, and they're mamish thieves. Hayu dvarim me'olam, Rabbi Yisrael. Mamish thieves. We know that they have a minyan daf yomi share in Oydisville. They're saying Shema. What happened? And the problem is that they know it in their brain, but it doesn't get to their heart. And the Ikar Eitz is Torah. And that's what the Gemara says about Shema B'shoch B'cho V'kumecha Hu B'divrei Torah K'siv. Sha'av Shekri Yishmedoi Raise Mikol Mokom Ikar Tachlis HaMitzvah She'en Nimshach Emunas HaKri Yishmedoi Torah Torah Yus Liboi L'snaig B'cho Maisav L'fiu Ze bobem tsoyz divrei Torah lo izulas. Kriyashma's dairaisa. Nevertheless, the ikar tachlis of the mitzvah is the emunah of Kriyashma should go into your heart. And that you should follow the Torah. Should follow God. So how do you do that? By Divrei Torah. So Kriya Shema is Doraisa, but the tachlis of Kriya Shema is that it should get to your heart. And how does it get to your heart? Through Divrei Torah. That's why the Gemara says, "Shach Chumecha, but Divrei Torah exceeds." So Taisa says, we have Brises and Mishnayis, Mashma Krishma is the Raisa, and Echanami Krishma is the Raisa. That's only the Mice of Krishma, the Raisa, the Tachlis of Krishma is B'divrei Torah, like the Gemara says. And that you get into your heart, that you should believe that God's running the show. It's God's world. It's not our world. God runs the world. We are the world. We are the children. I'm sorry. So, little Zemer Yevani, not good. Minei das Rambam, the Sveikadoi Raisim in Atoira Lekula, umid Rabbonon Lechumre. And Rambam states that a doubtful mitzvah doi Raisa, you go Lekula, and a doubtful mitzvah de Rabbonon, you go lechumra, and midrabbon davus doy raisa, midrabbonon you go lechumra. Min haTorah you go lekula, midrabbonon you can be lechumra. You go lechumra, you have to do it. So it's the Rambam l'shitaso. The Perek Chof Dalid, Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud Beis Hana. Shechazal Choshu Sheyiskayim Gam Tachlis HaMitzvah Al Kein Avogav De Minato Esveke Lekulo Patrim HaMitzvah Yikol Mokom Reach Zalor HaMitzvah HaMitzvah. So Rambam l'shitaso that Chazal Rechoshish that the tachlis of the mitzvah should be miskayim, and therefore they said don't move muksa so that you have a proper minuchah on Shabbos. So even though I'm in HaTorah, Sveika Lekula, Upatir Minah Mitzvah. But you're not going to get the Tachlis. If one is Patir from a Mitzvah, say it. He didn't do anything wrong. But he's not going to achieve the Tachlis of the Mitzvah. And therefore, the Rabbanan said, I want you to bring the tachlis of the mitzvah. Make sure to do the mitzvah. Because you don't get the tachlis of the mitzvah up your pater.
Mm-hmm.
The maisa we can consider a diet. You have the kula. You're allowed to be makel. Everything is cool. But you weren't mekayim the tachlis. Tachlis only if you do it. So if it was the rabbis who were concerned that you should do the tachlis. And therefore, sveikah Rabbanan min HaTorah min Rabbanan l'chomer. But even though a person is oisek b'mitzvah, he's pater from Shema, but he's lacking the light of Shema, so you have to actually do it. Ayin sham ba'amtu lachi, because of this, amar Rabbanan. So you gotta get the tachlis. The rabbi said to go ahead and do it. Since the tachlis of the mitzvah Shema is not miskayim ba'amira alone, you don't fulfill the tachlis by just saying it. Because the tachlis of the mitzvah is that it should get into your heart. And that's only done through limud haTorah. And therefore, safek kara kriya shma mimana shach yer pater min haTorah, that we follow the maisa alone. Sveka d'arayis min haTorah lekula. You misubik v'yered shma. Sveka d'arayis min haTorah lekula. V'imid rabbanon, that we follow the tachlis of the mitzvah. Harei ein tachlis haMitzvah amira bilvad. Tachlis is in the amira. And therefore, safek kara kriya shma eno kare. Afilu de Rabbanon! Why? You're not making the tachlis? Just reading it is not the tachlis? As far as the Etzem HaMaisa, you're off the hook because Sakid Oraisim and HaTorah Lekula. But the rabbis should make you repeat it if you're Mesukuk. Yeah, but the rabbis are worried about the Tachlis. I mean, that person's not necessarily Makam the Tachlis by just reading. And therefore, Safik Svirlai Safik Karag Ein Choyzer V'Koyre. So that explains the Gemara why Safik Karag Kuya Shema Safik Lokar Ein Choyzer V'Koyre. It's midaraisa sveka lekula, and midarabanan yinamakam etachas enemy. So what's the point? I don't know how Rabbeinu would read my tamik kriyish midarabanan. When Rabbeinu kriyish midaraisa, and that's Tosis kasha. Okay, so maybe somebody will email me or call me and give me an explanation of how Rabbeinu reads this into the Gemara. But Dalkopanim, we learned a very, very nice idea that it has to get to your heart. The tachlis is not just the Shema; the tachlis is that it should get to your heart. That in order for Shema to properly have an effect on you, there has to be Divrei Torah. ובהי עניונו, ראי סיבר לרמב"ן בספר המצווה שורש א', מדפי הספר. וחושבו הכולו שכאילו בדרבונו נגד דאורייתא. כוסף זה לשון ואומר שבת בדיוק כלי מכונו דרבונו צער בעל חיים דאורייתא. ועשי דאורייתא בדוכי דרבונו. It's talking there about putting kolam miksosos under an animal to prevent the animal from suffering. It says, "Are you mevatel kli meichonoi? How are you mevatel a kli from what it's prepared to do? Now it can no longer you can no longer use it because it's being used for muksa. So how are you allowed to mevatel kli meichonoi?" And the answer is, "Don't worry about it. We're dealing with tzar balechem. Tzar balechem is deraisa. Mevatel kli meichonoi is only derabbanan." So you're allowed to do it. The Mbata Kli Mechon, in order to save the animal tzar. The Ramban's bothered, but the tzar is when you cause the animal tzar. Here at tzar, the tzar is the behemoth fell to a ditch. So it's into an aqueduct. So it wasn't you causing the animal tzar. It's not your tzar, Balichai. He says, "Bittul klei meichonoi kal b'einim oidim neishu d'rabbanan v'dachu oisai." So the rabbi said to him, "Bittul klei meichonoi is very, very, very light in their eyes. It's only d'rabbanan, and therefore they were d'rachim." So it's mashma in the lashon of the Ramban. The tzar ba'alei chaim is only k'shiroyim atzar b'yadayim. Aval einu muzer min haTorah l'salek atzar ba'alei chaim shekora. Memeila. So despite the fact that the issur of tzar ba'alei chaim is that you not be mitzar the animal according to the Ramban, and not that you should prevent any tzar. Nevertheless, preventing suffering from the animal is more important than kli b'mato kli mechono. Mato kli mechono was light in their eyes. They were derche. The derabonan for the derais of tzar balei chaim. Kasha is, There's no aspect, element of an Issur D'Oraisa. So how are they Dercha a Shavus? B'shvil Zeh? How are they Dercha D'Rabbanan? For what's not even a mitzvah, it's not even a mitzvah in the Torah, it's not even a D'Rabbanan. Tzar Balei Chaim is when you cause it, or you didn't cause it. The answer is, since we see the Torah answer Tzar Balei Chaim, we see that the tachlis is that the animal shouldn't suffer. So here we go, baser the tachlis. The tachlis that the animal shouldn't suffer in the Mela, even though there's no mitzvah per se to prevent suffering from the animal, since the tachlis in the mitzvah of Tzar Balei Chaim is that animal shouldn't suffer, in the Mela, when it comes to Mevatel Kli Meichono, we're not worried about it, we allow it to be Mevatel Kli Meichono, and put the pillows and blankets under the animals, the animal shouldn't suffer, even though you're mevatel kli meichono, in order to be mekayim the tachlis of the mitzvah of tzar balei chaim, that the animal shouldn't suffer. That's like the Rambam, who says that muksa is al tachlis and mitzvah l'man yanuach. Gevaldik, gevaldik. So we see tachlis and mitzvah, gam kein milsi v'chomil kol kach, ad shedoich shvuz d'rabonon. It's kol kach chamur, it's gam doche shvut Rabbanan. Gevaldik, gevaldik. Minu elam haba. And Rabbeinu continues b'darko ha-toiva. You have to mitzayin, you have to mark off the kvaras. The kohanim don't become tummy. The siddur neighbor lo yisitein michshol. Now I'll put a michshol in front of me either. Because of ma'asha, the inachon avoids the sphere lo yishach lif neighbor ak minich michshol b'foyal. That's only one opinion. The other opinion is hold, the michshol is only if you place a michshol. Now when you're not misalik a michshol. Well, then I yish loimer, the gaman der milf neighbor sphere lo yishach. It could be not like the Marisha. The Marisha says that the opinion of Tzion Kvaris is also Lefnevir, because Lefnevir is not, even if you're not Machshu B'Foyal, even if you're just not Masalik the Michshol. The other opinion's hold, it's only if you're Machshu B'Foyal. It could be even the opinion that you have to mitzayin the kfaras holds that you're only musar if your machshav yadayim. Of course, I'm sin actively. Nevertheless, chazinon, anachnu hoim, shatorah makpida, shelo yikashel adam b'machshav mitzvah lerdof achre kavanat haTorah. We see the tachs of the Torah is that a person shouldn't do an avera, and every shouldn't even be misalik it. That's what it means. Minayin l'tziyun kvoros in haTorah. Let's say minayin that you're chayv mitzayin kvoros. We see a concept of tziyun kvoros because the tachas of the Neiver is that a person shouldn't sin. Male even have to misalik it, even though that's not the, strictly speaking the halacha. But we see this inyan of being misalik. That's the tachas of the Neiver. That a person shouldn't sin. Every shouldn't be misalik it sulin. Chinuch, the mitzvah, Tov Lamed Aleph, and another one, which is an empty space here. Apparently, there's another one. Kenzeh Shrodev Dacha Kavanas Tov Lomim Yimeno Musar Makom Acher Av Shenom Iker Adin. So we should do that. We should try to learn Kavanas Torah, even if it's not Iker Adin. So I've said Chazina Degam Tachlis Hamitzvah Nosi. So you try to go after Kavanas Torah. What does the Torah want? What's Torah interested in? You see, the tachas of the mitzvah is an inyan. Uviyoyredeya shin lamed hey sif dalid binyan biga choylem diikar tachlisoy lispal al choyle v'mo yispal al oikim a mitzvah v'yoka tachas is to dab for the choyle. So you see, you gotta be kind of tachas of the mitzvah. Yuma! Here quotes Yuma Samacham Beis. I didn't find it. I saw it in Nazir Membavam Beis. Let's say a Nazir doesn't have hair. Does he have to run the tar al basaru anyway? If he doesn't have hair, he needs to shave. Does he have to? If he doesn't have hair, does he have to shave it anyway? So maybe it's totally in our machlokas. The tachos of the mitzvah is to remove the hair. You don't have a kind of tachos. Here's a kind of maisa. So is the shaykh a maisa, not a tachos? Another makor, Abishol. It's amazing how this man's mind works. You know, the neurons were shooting, firing here, there. Another source, another source, another source, another source. Pile, 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 close. And remember, this is written before World War II, right? He was killed by the Nazis. So L'chayre, he wasn't using a computer. He didn't have the Oitzer HaChochme. He didn't have HebrewBooks.org. He didn't have the Bar Ilan, Proyecta Shut. And so recently they were selling it for very cheap. It's unfortunately, I don't think they're getting much business anymore. Because of the other databases that are much more expansive. You know, the mile of Otzer Ashut is that you have everything in computer print. So maybe it's easier for some people to read. It's easier to copy and paste. So another marker, Abishol, Lekon, Sivim, Do, L'Shem, Noi! The person does Yibum because she's beautiful or because he's interested in conducting with her a married life. His intentions have to be pure. Who cares what his kavana is? But if you look in the Zohar Kodesh, in Parashas, Koyrach, who finds Zayin Amad Aleph, Vur Tamla said, the Tachas HaMitzvah Livnos is Beis Ochiv. The Tachas HaNasa Rak, Kishem Achavim L'Shem Mitzvah, Vim Kotsu Shem Noi L'Shem Yishus, Haben Yimavlo Yizbani Ayin Shem Heite, the Tachas HaMitzvah is to build a home for your brother. If a person is doing it with the wrong intention, he's not Mekayim the Tachas. So Abishol holds, if we combine it with what it says in the Zohar, Abishol holds, if you're not Mekayim the Tachas HaMitzvah, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. And therefore, if his kavana is for not pure motivations, so he's not makam tachas mitzvah, he's not building his brother's house like the Zohar Kodesh says, don't bother doing it. And the Chamorag, you say, no, just do the ma'isa mitzvah, no, you're makam tachas. V'lod bosi b'chol zeh rak lehoir, yishma chocham v'yosef lekach. Love it. Love it. Gebaldik. Okay. So, that was just a ha'ara. Obviously, the gufa tshuvas, we've had numerous shirim and the tshuvas, but Baruch Hashem, we have three volumes of the Eretz Tzvi, and I would definitely like to just jump in this mikvah of Torah, the sea of Torah, the healing water, the warm water, the pleasure. pleasure-giving waters, and so much limud zchus that the Eretz Tzvi has to find zchuyos for Yidden who aren't always keeping the Shulchan Aruch, but he still finds merits for them, which is amazing. Find sources in halacha to justify what they're doing. Because he loves Yidden. And we too should be zeche. Thank you so much for listening. Please God, we shall return to the Rebbe. L'inadir sof davra kol nishmas elokim yirah. Es mitzvah yisav shmur ki zekol. Shalom.